This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Frisch's, two chicken tenders with a value fry and drink. A delicious deal at $4.99. Hand battered and cooked to order. Extra crispy on the outside and all white meat inside. Get the two chicken tenders with a value fry and drink for only $4.99. Order online at Frisch's, DoorDash, and Uber Eats. Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Frisch's, two chicken tenders with a value fry and drink. A delicious deal at $4.99. Hand battered and cooked to order. Extra crispy on the outside and all white meat inside. Get the two chicken tenders with a value fry and drink for only $4.99. Order online at Frisch's, DoorDash, and Uber Eats. Frisch's.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Gothney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GothneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E. Yes, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good evening to you, high school football fans, from a hot Fort Loramie High School football stadium. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Chuck, if there was ever a night when you could use the phrase for a high school football game, battle of attrition, this is it. Not much of a breeze. It's died down. Little wind out of the west. Pretty much clear skies overhead. A lot of sun. It's probably pushing 90 degrees right now. 68% humidity last time I checked. Horrible conditions. That's what you get when you play high school football in August.
Well, last week we had probably one of the nicest nights we've had for football in years.
Yep.
So I guess we kind of knew this was coming.
Yeah, we dodged a bullet last week for certain. A cool front comes through Sunday, Monday. In fact, the next 2 weeks for high school football look nice. Upper 70s, low 80s. No chance of rain on the horizon. Tonight, the Fort Loramie Redskins play host to the Versailles Tigers. They started this rivalry 2 years ago. Versailles won here big time. Last year, Fort Loramie jumped out to a 2-touchdown lead over Versailles. Tigers pulled it out 26-21. Fort Loramie with 6 starters back from last season's club. Versailles with about a dozen returning from the team a year ago. Fort Loramie got a 14-0 advantage over Versailles 1 season ago. Tigers turned a big interception into a touchdown late in the second quarter. went up by two scores in the fourth. Fort Loramie made it interesting, got a touchdown, was within a TD of getting the game knotted, and wound up losing by a score. This, an exceptional rivalry, I think, that'll be repeated 2 years at a time over the next who knows how many years.
Right.
It's like the Fort Loramie-Minster rivalry to open the campaign, Chuck. It's one that's going to last a lifetime.
Well, yeah, I don't. I mean, Loramie not in a league, obviously, Versailles in the MAC, but this is a natural non-league game for both of these teams. And, I hope it continues. Not a huge fan of the stadium over at Versailles, but, they've really have turned their program around, and they are going in the right direction.
Fort Loramie beaten last week by Minster, 41-28. Versailles a winner at home over Salina by a score of 26-0. Turnovers big in both games. Bulldogs gave it away four times to Versailles. Fort Loramie had a big fumble on a kickoff return in the second quarter. Minster turned that into a quick six. As always is the case, Chuck, in high school football, you figure five possessions a half. You give one of those away, yep. It's an uphill battle unless you steal one back.
Well, I was kind of impressed with Loramie last week for the fact that they got knocked down, but they did not give up. And they made it a game towards the end. They only lost by 13. I like Maurer. I think he's going to do a good job. I also really like Gabe Hart. So they're kind of like the Ohio State of high school football. They got two to quarterback to make a decision from.
And Spencer Wells will tell us in just a few minutes about the fact that there were a lot of good things to glean from last week's setback.
Yep, absolutely.
To Minster.
Yep.
From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, there are key building components. And I tell you what, they replicate last week's Fort Loramie-Minster game. The quarterback for Versailles may not be as shifty as Minster's Brogan Steffi, but he's faster. Michael Osborne is the real deal for the Versailles Tigers. Fort Loramie simply must get off the field on third down. Last week, Minster got touchdowns three times on fourth down. Osborne is outstanding at two long returns on kicks last week, and Fort Loramie's got to shut that off, that's for sure. Two big keys tonight, one for each team. Fort Loramie's got to perform a little better offensively and sustain drives. Key building components. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you, Ken Francis, all of the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi. We'll hear from our two head coaches in just a few minutes. Fort Loramie head coach Spencer Wells in year number six, and Versailles head coach Ryan Jones in year number five at the helm of the Tigers. Fort Loramie Versailles high school football tonight. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
for over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee again from Fort Loramie, where it is red hot on the outside. It's going to be red hot on the gridiron shortly. Two fine football clubs go at it tonight. It's game number three in this short rivalry that will last for a long time, I'm sure. A new sponsor here on Scores Broadcast, Francis Manufacturing, East Main and Rushi, where quality manufacturing is not at all expensive. It is priceless. The production standard at Francis Manufacturing is extremely high, and it's got to be, because Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. Francis creates castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing has been one of the very best aluminum sand casting suppliers for a long, long time. Our workforce averages over 15 years of experience, providing skilled attention to detail. Francis Manufacturing, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of ScoresBroadcast.com to promote them. Head coach for Fort Loramie, Spencer Wells, as I mentioned, 6 years now at the helm of the football program for the Red and Black. Prior to Fort Loramie, he was the quarterback's coach at Wapakoneta 7 years ago, also an assistant at Marion Local, Salina, and Allen East. Spencer was a member of the 2005 state championship team at Delphus St. John's. Last week, the Redskins turned it over twice, had six penalties, gave up big yards on third and fourth down, but as Coach Wells noted, there were some bright spots.
Yeah, you know, I thought we did some good things, there's no doubt. On special teams, we had that kickoff return for a touchdown. Defensively, we did good things at times, stuff in their run game. I know their running back, we held him on 15 carries to about 2.5 yards per carry. Offensively, we controlled the line of scrimmage at times. You know, we at times we were more physical than them, but I think just in general, we just have to focus on being consistently good. We were good at times. Now the challenge is, can we become consistently good?
Aiden Bolin, defensive side of the ball, performed well, knocked through four extra points at a big kickoff inside the five.
Yeah, really proud of Aiden. You know, he's really, really grown into a very good corner for us. And, you know, to be honest, in the summer, that was something that we were hoping to see, but he's proven it. You know, he has absolutely shown that he can do it. And so that's awesome. I mean, there's not going to be many teams with the skill that they have on the perimeter that we're going to face as the season goes on. And I thought he was ready for the challenge. I thought Carter Gass in the other corner really battled hard. You know, being his first high school football game, yep, he played really hard. And, those guys really stood out to me.
Hey, there may not be a high school football team elsewhere in the state with a pair of quarterbacks as good as the two you have at Fort Loramie.
Yeah, they both showed a lot of grit, man. I thought Maxwell in his first start, he was very efficient in the pass game. He was 8 of 11. He had two touchdowns. We didn't get him going in the running game as much as we had hoped, but he fought really hard. Gabe came in. We worked that two-minute package on Thursday. Didn't think we would. We knew we might need it at times, but we really leaned into it, yeah, in that fourth quarter, and he stepped up and did an outstanding job, as did Spencer Knopf coming in when Maxwell cramped up a little bit at receiver. And so that was fun. You know, we saw our guys really competing. Got the onside kick there. Mm-hmm. Hey, we had an opportunity to score with about 3.5 minutes to go, and if we punch that in with 3.5 to go, we're down 6 points. So there's certainly bright spots. There's things that we can build on, but we have to become a consistent football team.
Hey, Cole Barhorse can be a playmaker on offense.
I love Cole. Yeah, he's really hardworking. You know, he's one of those guys that he's gonna he got to fall over before he comes out. You know, he gives maximum effort, and it's just a guy that you know you can lean on. And so, yeah, it was fun to see him get rewarded with all the hard work he's put in the offseason and making some big plays for us. And that's something that we learned. You know, we really are going to focus moving forward on making him more of a weapon on offense, not just in the pass game, but in the run game. We need to get him in jet motion and try to get him on the perimeter. More ways that we can get him the football, the better. So we're going to be dialed in on that.
Spencer Wells, head coach of Fort Loramie, in year number six at the helm of the football program. Our guest before tonight's game between the Redskins and Versailles. We talked about the third and fourth down plays against Minster. The fumble on the kickoff return, ensuing quick score by Minster, and then darn it, the Hail Mary before the end of the first half kind of sums it up right there.
Yeah, no, that was the difference, really. That second quarter, as you said, in the first, third, and fourth quarters, we scored a touchdown. And so it was evenly played for three quarters. And then that second quarter, they took it away a little bit. So something that we need to learn from. We need to make sure that when adversity strikes, we don't let one play become two negatives or three negatives or four. You know, we really lost our edge there, and we got to bounce back quicker. So I've got full confidence that we will move them forward, but we're going to learn a whole lot from this game, and can't wait to get after it this week.
There are no moral victories, but with just a half a dozen starters returning, Minster was 17 or 18 coming back. You fared pretty well, all things considered, and came out of it healthy on the injury side.
Yeah, healthy, which is great. And like you said, I mean, we just looked We aren't a consistent football team yet, and I think that's the biggest challenge whenever you replace the majority of your starters is how soon can you become a consistently good football team?
Yep.
And I think that's the hardest thing that you can do. If you can achieve consistency, then you're going to win a lot of games, and so that's our goal right now, because when we are playing our best football, you know, if we can make that a consistent deal, then we're going to be a tough out. You know, I don't know if there's a team that's going to want to play us, you know, but that's we have to do it consistently.
And again tonight, you see a lot of orange and black on a beautiful resurfaced gridiron here at Fort Loramie.
Yeah, man, we can't wait to get out there. They've done a great job with that project. The field looks beautiful. And Versailles is just such a fun game. I mean, shoot, the last couple years it's been a lot of fun competing against them. Coach Jones does a great job, first-class program. And, you know, we're going to be ready to rock because they're going to be disciplined. They're going to play consistent. They've got a lot of weapons. They're going to have a smart game plan. But we've proven that we can play with these guys. We felt like, to be honest, we let it slip away last year. You know, we got up 14-0, and so we gotta find a way this year to not just compete but close it out when we get our opportunities, and that'll be a challenge this week.
Yeah, Minster was pretty quick. Versailles might be faster, and they threw the ball a little bit more against Salina than maybe a lot of folks thought they would.
Yeah, you know, with their quarterback, the Osborne kid, who's a heck of an athlete, I think that was maybe the question that people had. You know, how well can he throw it? And he proved them wrong on that first drive against Salina. Off his back foot, he threw it about 45, 50 yards in the air and completed a deep ball. He's a dynamic runner. You know, they're really good up front. You can tell, you know, once again, it's just you put on the film and it doesn't take long to say, oh, this is a well-coached football team. They know what they're doing on both sides. They're not overly complex, and I say that as a compliment because they just execute so dang well. They're very, very smart with their approach. So we're going to have to make sure that we're really button up on our techniques and our alignments defensively, making sure that we're reading our keys so that we can also play fast. And then offensively, we just got to continue to finish drives. That was a positive from the Minster game. You know, when we moved the football, we scored touchdowns. And so we got to make sure that we continue to do that.
Spencer Wells, head coach of the Fort Loramie Redskins, who last week ran from scrimmage just 43 plays to 60 for Minster. Minster scored a touchdown against the Redskins, Hail Mary, into the first half last week. Believe it or not, Versailles did the same thing to Salina, Hail Mary, right at the end of the first half. Head coach for the Versailles Tigers is Ryan Jones, year number five. Had previously coached three seasons at Troy Christian, where he went 22-9. He's a graduate from Miami, has been an assistant prior to Versailles at Cortland University, Case Western, and at Dayton Christian High School. Those were all before taking the job at Troy Christian. 2 years ago, under Coach Jones, the Versailles Tigers won the state championship, knocking off Kirtland. Coach Jones, mighty pleased with his team's season opening shutout of Salina.
Yeah, it was a good start to the season for us. Really happy with the way the guys came out of the get-go off the kickoff. Drove down the field and scored. We were able to make a couple big plays during the game. Salina, a very good football team this year, very strong up front. And so that was a concern for us, being able to run the ball. And that's kind of what we want to hang our hat on, is the ability to run the ball. And we were able to do that, although it wasn't easy. First half, we had to make some adjustments, and then we finally got the run game a little more established in that second half. We were able to run some clock, which helped us keep their offense off the field. But, I think the story was the defense for Versailles, just coming up strong, keeping Salina off the board. Had a big stop in the red zone that kept them scoreless. So anytime you can get that. We had four interceptions in the game from our defense. That put us in great position. Special teams, we had a couple big returns. So, those things all set up our offense in good positions to succeed. So really happy with that first game performance.
And two of those returns by Osborne, who quarterbacks for you, played some there last year, was a wide receiver primarily a season ago. He brings a dynamic skill set for you to the quarterback position.
Yeah, Mike is a special player. You know, he's one of those kids that, anytime he has the ball in his hand, you got a feeling that it might go for six. You know, he just has that ability to make plays, and he had a kickoff return, a punt return for over 40 plus yards, and set up scores for our offense on both of those. So he's a dynamic guy. He's also super intelligent, very smart player back there at quarterback. So he knows the offense, knows where to look. Sometimes I got to rein his athleticism in a little bit as a coach, but he's one of those guys who are like, don't do that, and then he does something amazing. You're like, well, that's coaching for you, right? So just a great kid, great guy to coach, and super athletic and can make plays, and he's got a strong arm too to go with it.
Mm-hmm. Highlight a few other offensive players who we will be talking about during play-by-play inside peek at your offense.
Yeah, I think one of our stalwarts on the line is our left tackle Dominic Bargy. He's a big, strong, physical guy, and a guy that we can trust. He's going to play on defense as well at our defensive tackle position. Really smart kid. We've got a couple running backs that are pretty strong. Joel Garrett, who didn't get a play against Salina, but should get some reps tonight. And then we've got Blake Henry and Ross Francis. So those guys will be splitting time. And another guy to keep an eye on is our fullback, James Schmidtmeyer. It's his first year starting at fullback, but he's a very aggressive kid, smart kid. And, out at receiver, we've got A.J. Griesdorn, who's a returning starter, and Lane Bergman, who also is a returning starter. And those guys made some big catches Friday night against Salina. So really looking forward to a big year from those guys.
And how would you describe your offense in layman's terms? I know it's very flexible.
Yeah, it is a very flexible offense, and we'll run a lot of different formations. But mostly we're kind of out of the shotgun. We like to run the ball, so you'll see some tight end formations. We run a lot of gap schemes where we're blocking down and kicking guys out and trying to be physical team. We want to run the ball, establish a run, and then pass when we need to, and that's kind of the philosophy.
Kicking game this year, who leads the way?
Well, kicking game, kickoffs, and the punts will be done by Leland Bolin. This really is first year as a full-time starter. He did do some kickoffs last year, did a great job last year for us, and he's kind of earned that punting position. He's a guy that when he can get a hold of it, he can send it a long way, and Joel Garrett and Blake Henry will be doing our extra points this year. Joel is typically the starter. Last week he was out with an injury, so Blake did the backup duties, did a good job. So those guys will be in there, and hopefully we don't have to punt the ball, but if we do, we've got confidence in Leland to be able to do that.
Your defensive look a bit different with as many as four linebackers in there.
Yeah, we're We're starting all new linebackers this year, so we run a 4-4 defense, and so those four linebackers, especially the outside guys, are very important to the way we run our defense, and we'll have Ross Francis, Blake Henry at outside linebacker, James Schmidtmeyer, who I mentioned was a fullback earlier, he'll be inside along with Levi Bargy. Those two guys head up our inside. James is a junior, Levi's a senior, so we've got some upperclassmen there, which is good to have as your leaders as your defense, which we kind of rely upon those inside linebackers to get our defense lined up where we want to be. But we also got some good defensive ends with Zach Cordonier and Alex Gilmore. Those two guys do a great job at defensive end, and they've got good experience under their belt from the past.
I'm going to guess that you would probably say that this year's 2023 edition of the Tigers has got the potential to be as good, if not better, than the 2022 club.
Yeah, I think last year we had a good football team, and we returned a lot of guys from skill positions. Kind of the line positions were the question mark, but those guys are progressing really well. We're starting to get some chemistry with the offensive defensive line, and I think if they keep improving, that they definitely have a chance to be a better team maybe than last year.
Head coach Ryan Jones of Versailles, whose Tigers nipped Fort Loramie 1 year ago, 26-21. Versailles won big here 2 years ago over Fort Loramie. Redskins seeking revenge. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We're about 5 minutes away from the kickoff of tonight's game between Fort Loramie and Versailles. We return in a few minutes here on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Geyer's start online at geyersinc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Geyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. had them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS.com.
Thanks so much to our Fort Loramie Game sponsors, the Big Three, with us each and every Fort Loramie game all year long. Guyer's, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires. And thanks as well to Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Heating, Electric, and Air Conditioning. Both teams have entered the field. We're a couple minutes away from the kick. It's Fort Loramie versus Hales. Should be a great game here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerrys.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
We are all set to go. Aiden Bolin preparing to kick off for Fort Loramie from south to north here at the Fort Loramie High School Football Stadium. Bergman and Osborne back deep to receive the kick, and it is a line driver caught at about the 11-yard line. Good return by Versailles. There's the speed we highlighted in the pregame. Good blocking right back up the middle. The return is good for big yards. Osborne brought it back about 31, 32 yards, Chuck. He got it to the 40 and over it. Great field position for the Tigers to start.
Boy, I tell you what, he had a head of steam after his first two steps.
Well, he romped for big yardage on a kickoff return and a punt return last week against Salina. He is dangerous. For Sales Tigers, open up. Over the ball at center, Dominic Meyer, 6'3", 205, a senior. Michael Osborne, 5'11", 185, a senior at QB. And the Tigers run it between left guard and tackle. Opening play from scrimmage to introduce you to this game tonight. And it's a 2-yard advance for Schmidtmeyer, the 5'10", 190-pound junior running back for Versailles. Second down 8 from the Tigers, 45. Two receivers right, one to the left. Osborne in the spread, 5 yards behind the line. Now he retreats, looks at the Tigers' sideline, and head coach Ryan Jones across the way. Fort Loramie does a little shifting in its defensive alignment. Osborne with a short roll to the right,
dumps it over the 50-yard line, far sideline, caught in front of the Tigers' bench at the Fort Loramie 45. Good reception by A.J. Griesdorn, good enough for about eight. I tell you what, Chuck, that short passing play in high school football is so difficult to slow down.
Well, it truly is in all aspects of football and on any level.
You get protection, and you don't need much,
yep.
And you have an accurate quarterback and receivers with good hands. Look out. Here's a delayed handoff offensive backfield by the Tigers, and Fort Loramie's defensive front stuffs it. Ray Hoing, Brock McCumber in there on the hit of Schmidtmeyer, who fell forward, gaining 2 feet on the play, second down and nine for Versailles from the Fort Loramie 44 with 10:27 to go here in the first quarter. No score, opening possession. One first down netted by the Tigers. But a nice long kickoff return right back up the field between the hash marks by Michael Osborne. The quarterback, Osborne in the spread, fakes the pitch to the right and runs right through a seam up the middle. Look at him go. He tracks to the 35 of Fort Loramie, legs it out to the 30. Fort Loramie might have been duped a little bit by that fake pitch. Good blocking up front. Dominic Bargy, left tackle. Caden Starkey, left guard. Dominic Meyer at center for Versailles. First and 10, ball marked for play right at the Fort Loramie 30. As Osborne ripped off a quick nine or so on the play. 9:42 left in the first. Versailles threatening now. Osborne offensive backfield. Handoff on the play. Ball carrier meets resistance behind the line. Then busted to the outside. What can him go? A lot of running room down the near sideline. Romping all the way to the end zone goes Blake Henry. Touchdown Versailles.
Boy, I tell you, they had a shot at him at the line of scrimmage, and we got through that. Nobody put a hand on him.
He was clogged up in the middle. As you said, Chuck, a yard or two behind the point of attack. Bounced once, then twice. A lot of daylight outside the hash marks. Henry sprinted toward the numbers. Away he went for the TD. Leland Bolin on to add the point for the Versailles Tigers, who jump out in front 6-0. Now, we weren't sure if we would see Joel Garrett. He was a game-time decision. Kicking the ball tonight for Versailles. It's either Leland Bolin or Garrett. Extra point try is on the way, and it is perfect. Well done. Versailles on top. We played 2.5 minutes opening quarter. A quick burst down the field by the Tigers on their opening thrust. It was Garrett who knocked it through the uprights after the touchdown romp of close to 30 yards by Henry. 7-0 for Sales on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the tomahawk burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
Oh, what a kickoff by Leland Bolin for Versailles. He socked it through the end zone. The ball lit on the ground around the goal line. Somewhat of a crosswind here tonight. It might have been some breeze at his back. It's blowing out of the west-northwest. But Bolin gave Versailles
a great lift with an outstanding kickoff, and Fort Loramie starts from its own 20. First down, 10 yards to go. Here's Maxwell Maurer at quarterback. It's a toss sweep to the right. Uh-oh, there's a mean hit right at the 19-yard line. Ball flies in the air. There's a flag, two. Recovery by Versailles at the 24-yard line. The Versailles Tigers shook that ball loose with a whopper of a blow to the running back for Fort Loramie. And the ball is marked for play at the 24. I think the flag might have been thrown to spot where the fumble occurred. Although we may get some mechanics from the referee on the field, there is a conference. Versailles offense is out there. No penalty, perhaps a sideline warning of some kind.
I didn't see the signal.
Versailles in business, first and 10 at the Fort Loramie 24. 9:24 to go here in the first quarter of play. And Fort Loramie's got to get a stop. Three receivers far right. Osborne, toss, sweep to the left. Good pursuit by Fort Loramie. Ball carrier for Versailles dodges one man and leapfrogs from the line of scrimmage, the 25, down to the 23-yard line. It was Schmidtmeyer. Small advance, second down and 8 for the Tigers. 9 minutes to go, first quarter. As clouds advance in from the west, the sun is now behind them, and that's a relief.
Thank you, clouds.
We can now see the field. The glare from the sun had been glistening down on the gridiron and made it simply tough to view.
Good. You hadn't wrapped those folders. We might not got on the air.
Here are three receivers to the right. Osborne, quarterback draw. He wiggles. He's got a seam. He's up the middle for 10 yards. Spins to the outside. Look at him go. He's at the 5 and in at the pylon for a touchdown. Wow. Two very easy scores by Versailles in the game's opening 3.5 minutes. And Fort Loramie, with one play from scrimmage, a fumble, is down 13-0 right out of the chute.
I hope we do the Minster-Versailles game, because I'd like to see these two quarterbacks go at it.
Well, that is temporarily on the schedule for Week 10. Hopefully there's a lot riding on that game in terms of jostling in the computer rankings.
Maybe even a Mac.
Extra point try coming up here for Versailles to make it 14-0. It's Joel Garrett. Low snap from center. Good job of the holder. He got it down, and Garrett pumped it through. 8:39 left in the first. 14-0 Versailles over Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
Last week, Fort Loramie fell behind by 2 touchdowns at the end of the first half. Tonight, the Redskins trail by 2 scores after less than 3.5 minutes. 14-0 Versailles. Ensuing kickoff down to the 11-yard line. Fort Loramie returning back up the middle between the hash marks. And there's a solid hit lowered by the Tigers at the 28-yard line. Versailles hitting fiercely, Chuck, here at the outset.
Yeah, they covered that kick well. There was 4 guys there, made the tackle. And he didn't get another yard after they hit him.
Well, we're shrouded now in clouds overhead, thank goodness. There is a chance of rain late tonight, midnight or later. We should be rain-free during the course of the game. Here is Maxwell Maurer at the helm. He's in the offensive backfield. He dishes to Holland, and Holland is wrestled down behind the line, a -2 or -3 on the play. Good penetration by the Versailles Tigers defense. Nicely done by Levi Bargy from his linebacking post.
They are impressive.
Second down, 12 to go for Fort Loramie. 8 minutes left here in the first. 14-0 lead in favor of the Versailles Tigers. Redskins flank a receiver near side about a dozen yards. Maxwell Maurer at the helm has two backs alongside. They're staggered. Maxwell's going to run an outside right tackle. Oh, he's pulled down. After a two-yard gain, the ball is pried loose. It's rolling back inside the 30, and Fort Loramie alertly covers it up.
Yeah, they called it. They called him down before it got loose. But, boy, they need to have some ball security. They can't afford this.
Third and 9, Fort Loramie ball marked for play at the 31. That's where the knee touched. 7:28 to go first quarter. Versailles 14, Fort Loramie nothing. Maurer's got receivers left and right. He looks middle of the field. Shot puts it for Carter Adderman. Yes, he's got it. Near hash mark over the 40 at the 44. Found a spot right in front of the defensive back, Blake Henry. Henry got there late. Kleiman sat down in front of the zone, called it in. First and 10 Redskins at their own 43. 7 minutes to play in the first. 14-0 Versailles, which struck quickly. Two touchdowns right off the bat in between the two scores. A first play from scrimmage fumble by Fort Loramie. High snap to Maurer and a quick pitch in the left flat. Ball caught at the line of scrimmage and coming to the side of the tackle, 2, 3, 4 white jerseys from Versailles. Late penalty marker is thrown.
It's from the back judge. I'm not sure what he could have seen.
No gain on the play. Clock stop, 6:46 left in the first quarter. Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating over 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none for many years. Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the area. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Major penalty against Versailles of 15 yards. Redskins set up shop at the Tigers 42 with a first and 10. Receiver wide right. Maurer fake handoff in the backfield. Here's a quick pass middle of the field in the hands of the receiver at the 30. He's drilled. Ball comes out, ruled incomplete. Kemper, the man for whom it was intended. I tell you what, the Versailles Tigers are hitting hard and on time, Chuck.
Yeah, because that was a good pass. And actually, he got hit right when the ball got to his hands. Great defense.
Yep, clean play. 6:17 to go in the first. Clock is halted on the incompletion. 14-0 Versailles. Fort Loramie trying to get seven back. Second down and 10 outside the 40 of the Tigers. Maurer takes the snap deep in the shotgun. It's a run all the way. He sprints to the line of scrimmage, trudges forward over tackle, wedged out three maybe, sets up third and 6. We played half the first quarter. Versailles in the lead, 14-0. New line of scrimmage, the 39 of the Tigers. Last tackle made by Luke Kaiser. He was in there on the hit. Help from Alex Gilmore for Versailles, a defensive end. Passing down right here. Third and about 6.5 for Fort Loramie. Snap to Maurer. Gives to Holland. Oh, he's got a big opening. He barrels through the cavity. He's got 10 yards, and he shoots his way down to the 30-yard line. First down for Fort Loramie. Outstanding blocking up front by the Fort Loramie Redskins. Neatly done along the line of scrimmage by Braden Frilling and Lewis Hart, offensive tackle and guard. Receiver to the right for the Redskins. First and 10, Maurer to throw. Looking, holding in Fort Loramie's offensive backfield. Here's a forward pass near sideline. It is ruled complete or out of bounds at the 2. It's going to be wiped out if it is a catch because we've got a couple of holding markers against the Redskins. Line of scrimmage for that play was at the 30. 10-yard penalty back to the 40. First down and 20. 5:12 to go in the first. It is Versailles 14 and Fort Loramie nothing. Well, it's going to be pass, you would think, although, Chuck, on third and long a couple plays ago, it was a delayed sprint draw to Will Holland, and he broke it.
That was a very nice call and a great job by the offensive line.
Maurer deep rollout, 7 yards behind the line. Short dump off to a receiver at the 37, who makes a man miss, breaks the tackle down the near sideline, drops to about the 30, got the penalty yards back.
That was Eilerman. That was a heck of a run.
Carter Eilerman is a load, as he was shouldered by a couple of Tigers and simply bounced off and kept on plowing.
Yeah, he got about 8 yards after initial contact.
Sure did. Second down and 10 for Fort Loramie, back at the 30 of Versailles. 4:48 to go first quarter. 14-0 in favor of the Tigers, who struck often in the first three and a half of the game. Here's Will Holland, outside left tackle, slicing for about three. That'll set up third and 7 or 8 for Fort Loramie at the 28-yard line of Versailles. And you can bet the Redskins are in four-down territory right here.
Yeah, they're down 14-0. So, I mean, even if it was a tie game, they'd be going down now.
Yep. Carter Eilerman flanked left, Kemper to the right. Third down, nearly 8 to go for a first down. Line of scrimmage, 27.5 of Versailles. Here's Maurer, inside handoff to Holland. Holland tries to bust it between left guard and tackle, upended. Minimal gain, leaving Fort Loramie every bit of 6 short of a first down.
Holland did a good job. He made the first guy miss, but there was 3 more guys there, so he didn't have a chance.
Good tackle by Colton Groff of Versailles on that last play. 4th and 6 for the Redskins. Line of scrimmage, the 25 of Versailles. 14-0 Tigers. Quick count, back to Maurer, deep in the pocket. Ames fires down inside the 5-yard line. The receiver for Fort Loramie is toppled to the ground while the ball's in the air. That's got to be pass interference.
Absolutely. Hitting the ball with, yeah, it was a ball. I don't think it was going to be a completion anyway, but the defender just knocked him down. Not sure what he was thinking.
That was a DPI for sure. Half the distance of the goal on the walk-off. Maurer had plenty of time on that play. Good protection. Receiver for Fort Loramie was trying to angle to daylight down inside the 5-yard line, and a Versailles defensive back just knocked him off his pins.
Yeah, I'm not sure what he was thinking.
So for Fort Loramie, it's 1st and 10 at the Versailles 12. Redskins have got to get 6 here to get on the scoreboard and cut the deficit in half. Here's Maxwell Maurer faking to Holland. Oh, it's that little flanker screen in the right flat. It's caught at the 13-yard line. Run after catch, down about the 4 or 5.
Boy, he got tripped up, or that was a touchdown.
I think so. Fort Loramie last year, pretty successful executing that play.
I like the play. It's kind of a tunnel screen.
And I'm not sure who it was that caught the ball.
Number 8, if I'm not mistaken. And I am mistaken because there's not an 8 on there. Their numbers are so hard to see.
Redskins to the line of scrimmage. It could very well have been Spencer Knopf. 9.
Yeah, it was somebody out of the backfield there. So I think it was 9.
2nd and goal for the Redskins, or I should say 2nd and 5 at the Versailles 7. Maurer short drop, angle pass, middle of the field, right to a Versailles Tiger on the interception at the 1. Racing up the far sideline, Versailles out of bounds at the 32 or 33-yard line. What a pick on the play by the Tigers. It was well done, middle of the field. It might have been Ross Francis, a junior, good defender, fine speed, diagnosed where the ball was thrown. Francis on the pick, and Fort Loramie is denied.
Now, there is absolutely no way that Maurer saw him. He saw the receiver, and the defender stepped right in between. It was a great defensive play.
Versailles Tigers have made a number of well-timed plays on defense in this game so far. Tiger ball, 1st and 10, their own 32, up 14-0. 2:41 left here in the first quarter. Michael Osborne's got trips to the left. The speedy quarterback gives it to Schmidtmeyer. He bullies his way over the line of scrimmage, won't go down, stays on his feet, keeps trudging. He's out over the 35, 38-yard line. Picked up 6, 2nd down and 4. Going down grudgingly was Schmidtmeyer. Tackle eventually made by Roger Hoing. We're down to 2:12 left in the first. 14-0 Versailles Tigers in the lead. 2 years ago, Versailles scored quickly, struck often, bowled it out to a big lead, and walloped Fort Loramie. Osborne gives to Henry. Henry left guard. Oh, my. And the seized part. There's a nice cavity, and the ball carrier goes chugging up over the 45, 46, 47, move the chains. It was Joel Garrett in the offensive backfield. He's healthy this week, missed last week. Tell you what, a quartet of fine backs in the offensive backfield for the Versailles Tigers, who have a first and 10 at their own 46, a minute 30 left, opening stanza, 14-0 Tigers. Trips to the left for Osborne. Football, middle of the field between the hash marks. Osborne sprints left. Oh, he's going to run it all the way because he's got green gridiron out in front, plenty of real estate. He's on the outside at the 50, first down, 45. There he goes to the 40, spilled at the 38-yard line. Good run by Osborne. He got nearly 20. And I tell you what, Chuck, some rushing plays from scrimmage for the Tigers have been wide open, good blocking. Fort Loramie's pursuit, not good enough. A minute to go, first quarter of play. Fort Loramie needs to slow down this high-powered Tiger offense. Play action, Osborne middle of the field, wide open receiver, numbers near side, caught at the 10, touchdown, 20-0 Versailles.
Jace Watron, and he was 10 yards behind the defender.
The play action by the quarterback Osborne on first down fooled Fort Loramie. What a heck of a play call. That was splendid.
Well, they have seen a quarterback the second week in a row now that is just outstanding. And, you know, that it's going to get easier for him.
Fort Loramie clearly buffaloed on that play. Joel Garrett on for the PAT from the 10. 51 seconds to go in the first. A successful kick here would make it 21-0. It is on the way, and it is poked right between the uprights. Garrett piped it. 21-0 Tigers. Under a minute to go, first quarter. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays, and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
Hey, don't forget Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center, West Michigan and Sydney. Always a big blowout sale going on right now, no exception. Huge inventory, prices rock bottom. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center. Inventory is terrific. Sofas, recliners, sectionals, mattresses, and more. Dining room sets, bedroom suites. One bargain after another. Goffney Furniture, Sydney. Family owned and operated. Four generations of Goffneys for over 80 years. We've got you covered at GoffneyFurniture.com. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney Furniture and Mattress. Kickoff, five Versailles, run back by Fort Loramie's Thomas Hoing from the 16 out to about the 25. And that's where the tackle is made by Lane Bergman of the Versailles Tigers. Fort Loramie has dug itself a 21-zip hole to start this game. 46 ticks left to go in period number one. It is Maxwell Maurer at the helm. He's at quarterback. takes the snap from center. Holland, middle of the field, bucks for a couple up and over the 25 to the 27-yard line. Maurer at quarterback, Will Holland, offensive backfield. Tight ends, Carter Islam and Ty Kemper. Wide receivers, Cole Barhorst and Thomas Hoing. Offensive line, Braden Frilling, Jason Siegel at the tackles, Lewis Hart, Ben Plyman at the guards, Roger Hoing at center. Second and seven. Here is Maurer. Little jab step, then pitches. Holland around the right end, hit at the line of scrimmage, stays on his feet, digs to the sideline, and he is bopped out of bounds at about the 33-yard line. Gain 4 or 5, third and a couple for Versailles. Clock came to a halt. 11 ticks remaining here in the first. 21-0 Tigers. Fort Loramie must advance it to the 35 for a first down. And the Redskins, easy for me to say, they've got to score next couple of series and get stops in order to get back into this game before halftime.
Well, they haven't shown that they can stop them yet.
Receiver wide left. Maurer, toss sweep to the left. Uh-oh, it's strung out by Versailles' defense all the way to the far sideline. The play goes laterally for a setback of two. And time expires. Fort Loramie will have to punt when we return to start the second quarter. We've played one here at Fort Loramie High School. Versailles off to a great start. 21-0 Tigers on scoresbroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate, home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Well, as we start the second quarter of play with Fort Loramie trailing 21-0 and facing a 4th and 2.5 at their own 32-yard line, Redskins came to the line of scrimmage as if they were going for it. Yep. Caught Versailles maybe a little bit by surprise.
Well, yeah,
and Coach Ryan Jones' coaches said, timeout, we'll talk about it.
Well, they had their return team in there, and they had to call timeout to get the right personnel out there.
Yep. So on 4th and short, Redskins, here's a toss in the offensive backfield, and that play is going the long way around. It tries to turn the far corner, and it's going in reverse. Versailles smells it out and dumps it easily. A jet sweep, and it went
horizontally across the field, Chuck, for a loss of a couple, and for Sales takes over. Not a fan of the call. You are not going to get outside of this defense. You're going to run between the tackles. Right there was a good time for a play fake up the middle and try to find a tight end, maybe 2-3 yards down. You just wanted to get the first down and keep possession.
I would say this. We knew Versailles would be a mighty tough opponent for Fort Loramie here tonight. And the Tigers are a faster team afoot than Minster.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing so far.
So I think following what you said, Chuck, maybe your best way to attack is straight on off tackle. That end sweep was diagnosed very quickly by the Tigers.
You're just not going to get outside of them. They're too quick.
Nope. First down running play by Versailles. Nets 5. Brock McCumber in there on the hit. Football field, Chuck, is what, 53 and a third yards
wide?
Something
like that, yeah.
And ball was marked for play a little bit to the far side of center, so you had maybe at 20 to 25 yards available to go wide and turn the corner. Versailles simply pursued it and strung it out, and Fort Loramie turned it over. On second and 7, here's Osborne. Quick pitch, right flat. It is juggled and held on at the 20-yard line. Receiver is dumped immediately.
That was Watrin, and he had the touchdown in there. He did a nice job because usually if it gets away from you, you drop it. He did a good job of still tracking the ball.
Would have gained at least 15, 16 yards on the play had he secured it right away. Nonetheless, he did get enough for a first down. And the ball is marked for play at the Fort Loramie 19. First and 10 for Versailles. Opening minute and a half of the second quarter. 21-0 Tigers. Versailles to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers to the right. Man in motion across the formation is Lane Bergman. And here is Versailles. Pyle driving it between left guard and tackle. It was Bergman who was in motion. He got the handoff. And he dove between two offensive linemen who opened up a nice gap, and away Bergman went, gaining nearly 10. Ball marked for play outside the 10-yard line at the 11, second and 1 for the Tigers. 2 minutes into the second period, 21-0 in favor of Versailles, which flanks two receivers far right. Quarterback Osborne has a man in motion, and it's a little counter back to the near side. Fort Loramie tries to slow it down at the 5. Good wedge blocking up front. Francis lugged it for Versailles. He got within maybe 3 or 4 yards of the end zone. I think it's going to be goal to go.
Well, show my age. That was an old Brian Bashnagel play.
And the ball carrier, Francis, bashed ahead.
They did.
Knee went down at the 5 officially, just inside it.
That was a nice call. I mean, they faked it. They ran it wide the first time. They faked it and just caught them off guard. The blocking has been outstanding.
We are covered in clouds here at Fort Loramie now. Slight wind out of the west-northwest. Versailles, goal to go at the 5, outside left tackle. Good running play, fine blocking again. Ball carrier lugs it, goal line. Yes, it's Francis in for the 6.
Wow.
27-0 for Versailles.
Way too easy.
And Fort Loramie defensively is not getting the job done so far in this game tonight. Versailles has had its way. This is a potent offensive club, which was aided last week by 4 turnovers from Salina, as if Versailles needed that much help. Salina had played Coldwater to a 7-all scrimmage a couple weeks before the season started. That gives you an idea how good Salina might have been. Versailles took care of them last week. And after this extra point by Joel Garrett, the Tigers lead Fort Loramie 28-0, 3 minutes gone in the second on scores broadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
That was not a great defensive effort on that 5-yard run by Loramie that time. They need to stay in this game mentally. It's a hard thing to do when you're getting run out on your home field.
28-0 Versailles. A lot of credit to the Tigers' offensive front. Right tackle, Alex Gilmore. Right guard, Zach Cordonier. Center, Dominic Meyer. Left guard, Caden Starkey. Left tackle, Dominic Bargy. And they have done a heck of a job exploding off the line of scrimmage and getting up under the pads of Fort Loramie defensive people. Ensuing kickoff by the Tigers. Floats in the air down to the 12 of Fort Loramie. Returned up the middle. And the return man is hit around the ankles. Then he's nailed in the chest. Down he goes at the 25 or 26-yard line. First and 10 Redskins. 8:59 left in the second. Schmidtmeyer with the first pop on the return man, who I think was Cole Barhorst for Fort Loramie. 28-0 in favor of Versailles.
I thought we might see Bergman come in on, or Hart, I mean, come in at quarterback on this series, but they're staying with Maurer.
This game reminding us of the game 2 years ago right here. Versailles scored often, early, broke out to a big lead, and put the game away by very early third period. Fort Loramie on first and 10 from its own 26-yard line, cracks over left guard with Holland, and he nudges forward for a 3-yard advance at second down and 7. 8.5 to go, second quarter, 28-0 Versailles. Tigers have thoroughly outplayed the Redskins to this point. Maurer, shotgun, short drop, fires on the dead run, receiver gloves it up over the 30 to the 36, and the tackle is made near sideline. It is enough for a first down. Good catch on the play by Fort Loramie's receiver,
Spencer Knopf.
Nice job by Spence. He had a beautiful touchdown reception last week against Minster. Played good enough for first down yardage to the 36. Holland squirting through right tackle for about 5 or 6 on first and 10 from the 36. Second down and 5 for Fort Loramie. Francis upended him. 7:41 to go, first half. Versailles 28, Fort Loramie nothing. You did hear me correctly. It has been all Tigers, who look like a Division 6 powerhouse here tonight. Second down, closer to a half dozen to go. Tapping his toes in the offensive backfield is Maurer. Then he fires it down the near side of the field for Knopf. It is overthrown out of bounds inside the 35 of the Tigers. Goff on the coverage for Versailles of Knopf, the receiver for Fort Loramie.
Knopf did a nice job. That was kind of a stop and go, and he did have it. He was open, but the pass was just a little bit high.
Third and 6 for the Redskins, who come to the line of scrimmage. Receivers right and left. Holland alongside Maurer. And the official signals here at the near sideline, timeout Fort Loramie. 7 minutes left, first half, 28-0 Tigers on scores, broadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
On third and six for Fort Loramie from the Redskins 40, quarterback Maxwell Maurer is sacked. Two-yard loss on the play. And the Redskins have no choice but to punt it. Fourth and eight from their own 38. Spencer Knopf kicks it far side of the field, beyond the hash mark near the numbers. It is returned up over the 35. Lane Bergman got about 8 or 9 yards up the field, a few more than he should have. Maybe he stepped out of bounds earlier. Nonetheless, first down, Tigers, half the second quarter to go. It is 28-0 Versailles.
We're getting close to the running clock for the second half if Versailles scores here.
I forget what it is.
30 in the second half.
It's got to be in excess of 30. And then the team trailing has got to get the difference back to under 30?
Under 30, yep, okay. And then, okay. Then the clock starts again.
Tigers have the quarterback. Mike Osborne takes the snap from center, 5 yards behind the line. Good pressure by Fort Loramie, and his forward pass in the right flat is tipped incomplete.
Yeah, that was Eilerman, got his hand on that one. That was a nice play. That was going to be a completion.
Ball fell way short of the intended receiver for the Versailles Tigers, who is Zach Meyer, a 5'10", 160-pound senior. Eilerman nearly stabbed at it and reeled in the pick. Second and 10, Versailles on the incompletion. Line of scrimmage, Tigers 35. 6:27 left in the first half. Juggling the snap is Osborne. Here comes pressure, but Osborne's speed takes care of that. He dances to the outside, skips ahead to the 35-40. Uh-oh, maybe a horse collar tackle right in front of the Versailles bench. Officials all over it, threw the flag. Lewis Hart on the hit for Fort Loramie. Let's step off 15, though. It's a personal foul.
Even though that was on the other side of the field, the way he came backwards, I knew exactly what the penalty was.
An incompletion plus an out-of-bounds play. Clock has stopped twice here in the last several seconds. Now the officials wind up the clock.
They must be keeping the play clock on the field because the clock's not working at either end.
Could be. 6 minutes left. Second quarter, 28-0 Tigers. Ball now in Fort Loramie, side of the 50 at the 45. Good roll out to the right by Osborne. Still rolling. Flips it about 12 yards downfield, across the field. Yes, it's caught. Good catch by Watrin. He's been busy, Jace Watrin, 150-pound junior. And we do have an offensive hold on Versailles, so the team's trade, major walk-offs. That will nullify the completion. 5:54 to go, second quarter. Versailles 28, Fort Loramie nothing.
I think sometimes the officials start feeling bad for the team getting beat.
Chris Summers, a defensive coach, defensive coordinator for Fort Loramie, along with Coach Frilling, will be our halftime guest. He spent 6 years at Spencerville before coming here to Fort Loramie. Good friend of head coach Spencer Wells. We'll talk with him during intermission. Here's a screen pass left flat by Versailles. Fort Loramie a little too much cushion, and the play is sprung down the far sideline for a nice gain on second and 20. It picked up about, what, 16, 17 yards, Chuck?
Yeah, that was a heck of a screen pass. Second down and about three now.
So from first and 20 to second and three, ball marked for play at the 38-yard line of Fort Loramie, 4:57 to go here in the first half. As Osborne hit Henry in the offensive backfield, and away he went as he stormed down the left sideline. Osborne calls his own number. A lot of juking in the offensive backfield. Then he gets a little bit of a crease and knifes through for four or five, and he's got a first down.
Well, you've got to focus on his belly button because everything else is moving.
Yep. Well said. He's got the shiftiness of Brogan Steffi. Faster than Brogan. Osborne for Versailles. Lightning quick. Played some quarterback last year. Caught, I think, as I recall, three touchdown passes against Fort Loramie in the game at Versailles one season ago.
He's obviously a heck of an athlete.
Yes, indeed. First and 10, Tigers, 33 of Fort Loramie. Running play, left guard, and Schmidtmeyer rolled to the turf at about the 31, second down, 8 upcoming. Correction, it was Henry, not Schmidtmeyer. That duo has lugged the football often in this game so far for Versailles. 3:48 and counting, late second quarter. Second and 7 for the Tigers, who lead it 28-0. Versailles to the line of scrimmage. Dominic Meyer, 6'3", 205, senior center over the ball. And an official steps in, stops play. Perhaps an equipment adjustment is needed. So the Tigers make a substitution according to the official's direction. Just over three to play now in the second period. Osborne, two-step drop. He's got a receiver. Far sideline, little pitch and catch. Ball caught by A.J. Greasdorn right at the first down stake. And then he motors a few yards more downfield. Greasdorn at 6'2", 6'3". Good athlete. Saw him pitch this summer for the Sydney American Legion team. And he pitched a little bit, as I recall, in relief in the game we covered on Scores Broadcast when Rushi played Versailles down at Day Air Park in the high school baseball campaign. Timeout called, just over three to play, second quarter. 28-0 Versailles all over Fort Loramie on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
As we come back after the timeout on first and 10 from the 21-yard line of Fort Loramie, the Tigers go with a counter. It's Blake Henry, and he cracks off left tackle for four. It's second down and 6 from the Redskins 17. Clock winding down to 2.5 to go here in the second period.
28-0 Versailles. Trips to the left. Osborne play action. No, he does hand it off. Ball carrier swerves around right end. It is Henry, and he is upended just shy of the 10, really close to a first down.
Great play fake that time.
It was. Thomas Hoing saved perhaps a touchdown or certainly a first down with a neat tackle this side of the gridiron. And Versailles now must convert on a third and one from the Fort Loramie 12. Under 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. Tigers lead 28-0. Lone receiver way out to the left. That's just a distraction. Quick handoff. Schmidtmeyer puts his head down, bulldozes straight ahead. Let's see if he got the first down. It's close.
Well, the official on the far side giving the fist for fourth down.
And he might be shy by a couple of feet. 90 seconds left in the first. Fourth and one for Versailles from the Fort Loramie 12-yard line. Timeout situation on the scoreboard, Chuck. One for Loramie left, two for the Tigers. Versailles doesn't use one. Fourth and a yard to go. Osborne flanks receivers left and right. Osborne toss sweep to the left. Ball carrier gobbles it up behind the line of scrimmage, then turns the corner, and he knifes down inside the 10. It's Henry charging to about the 7. He's got the first down before being upset by Thomas Hoing of Fort Loramie. Goal to go, Tigers.
Well, they went under center that time, and I think Loramie and I personally was looking for a sneak, and they went ahead and pitched it and did a good job. Nice play.
Coach Jones told me this week that his Tigers will go under center some of the time, mostly in the shotgun spread, but they will park the quarterback Osborne under center every now and then. False start, offense for Sales, 5-yard penalty. So instead of goal to go from the 7.5, it's goal to go from outside the 12. 42 ticks on the clock. Late in the first half of this game, all Versailles. Now the scoreboard clock is wound up, 34-33. Versailles in no hurry. First and goal from the 13, snap to Osborne. Looks, fade pattern, far corner of the end zone. There's a jump ball for it. It's perfectly thrown by Osborne. And yes, it's caught 8 or 9 yards deep in the end zone.
Griesdorn.
A.J. Griesdorn, about whom I just spoke a few minutes ago. He's an athlete, 6'2", 6'3". And he went leaping for it. You can tell Osborne and Griesdorn have practiced that one a few times.
It's nice to be able to throw to a 6'3 athlete.
34-0 Tigers, who are making it look easy offensively. Joel Garrett, extra point upcoming. 23 ticks on the clock. The boot, Garrett away. Sails left, but inside the post. He's got it. 35-0 Tigers. 23 seconds to go, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Frisch's, two chicken tenders with a value fry and drink. A delicious deal at $4.99. Hand-battered and cooked to order. Extra crispy on the outside and all white meat inside. Get the two chicken tenders with a value fry and drink for only $4.99. Order online at Frisch's, DoorDash, and Uber Eats. Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Frisch's, two chicken tenders with a value fry and drink. A delicious deal at $4.99. Hand-battered and cooked to order. Extra crispy on the outside and all white meat inside. Get the two chicken tenders with a value fry and drink for only $4.99. Order online at Frisch's, DoorDash, and Uber Eats.
For 76 years, the Gothney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Gothney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Gothney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers, and sideboards,
and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
After the Osborne-Griesdorn connection for the touchdown for the Tigers, which put them up 35-0, Will Holland short return for Fort Loramie on the ensuing kickoff. Final 15 seconds, first half of this game. First and 10 Redskins from their own 20. Holland runs it, and he sidesteps one man at the point of attack and lugs a player with him for one, maybe two, to the 21 or 22. And that is it. The players from the gridiron and from the benches exit the field, all Versailles. Tigers lead Fort Loramie here at the halftime break by a count of 35-0. We'll return with our halftime report from Chuck, plus a conversation with Fort Loramie coach, a new one. Coach Summers is on the staff, longtime friend of Spencer Wells. We'll chat with him in a pre-recorded interview. We'll hear that after a report from Chuck, a brief one. When we come back, halftime at Fort Loramie, 35-0. Tigers over the Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the RECI Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at RECI, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigam. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigam has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigam can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigam has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigam also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigam. Yes, Brodigam, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigam, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro. J&J Brodigam.
And we welcome you back here to Fort Loramie High School. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Versailles High School Band performing here at the Fort Loramie Football Complex. Versailles Tigers in the lead, 35-0. It has been a thorough whipping so far, Chuck.
Every phase.
Yes. We talked about keys to the game. prior to the kickoff. We said, well, Fort Laramie's got to prevent the big play facing Mike Osborne, quarterback for Versailles with so much speed. Fort Laramie couldn't handle most of the time last week. Brogan Steffi, who was mighty shifty for Minster. And, wow, Osborne, the big play guy for Versailles, struck quickly. Probably the key play to me, though, Chuck, like last week, a fumble, big fumble by Fort Laramie, opening play from scrimmage.
Right.
After Versailles got a touchdown, went up 7-0. Redskins fumbled on their first play of the night, had a big second quarter fumble and a kickoff return last week, which set up a short field and a quick six for Minster. And this fumble tonight put you behind 14-0 in the first 3.5 minutes of the game. How do you overcome that?
Well, you don't, because you've given up 3 more touchdowns since then.
Right.
It's just like a snowball. And I'm not – there was a couple of times that the effort – but it's hard to keep your head in a football game when you're getting beat 35-0. That's the halftime talk they're having right now. Go out there, be men, and play – Fort Laramie football in the second half, because they surely didn't in the first half.
Versailles Tigers won the state championship 2 years ago with head coach Ryan Jones at the helm. Graduated a bunch after that state title run. Had a very respectable team a year ago, did the Versailles Tigers. Lost to Marion Local in the second round of the playoffs. No shame in that. Return about 12 people, about half of the offense, half the defense back. But a lot of playmakers, and what I'm seeing is depth, significant depth, especially at the skill positions, offensive line getting the job done up front. Some returning seniors along the line of scrimmage have been overpowering.
Yeah.
There's no reason why Versailles doesn't go deep in the state tournament in D6 this year.
Well, and the biggest break they got is that Marion Local is 7.
Right.
So they don't have to play Marion. And, you know, no matter how Marion is right now, they'll be a great football team by the end of the season, because they always are. But they, trying to compare them and Minster, I just think that maybe they have a little more help on the exterior than Minster did, and Laramie just has not looked. They played really hard last week against Minster.
Right.
I haven't seen, once they got down, I haven't seen an effort that I know Coach Wells doesn't like to see either.
This is our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie and Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Versailles next week is on the road at Delta St. John's, then home with New Bremen, home with Parkway, at Marion Local, at Anna, home St. Henry, at Coldwater, home Minster. So they play the heavyweights.
Yeah, they do.
In the league. They don't get a bye. Sometimes, depending on how well you've done the last few years, if you performed well in the MAC, then you hit a 2-year rotation where you play the stronger clubs.
Right.
If you fall off, go subpar, then who knows? If you finish 5th, you might play a team that's weaker than...
It's like the NFL.
Just exactly. It's weighted. So Versailles does play the heavyweights in the MAC this year. On the road at an improved Delta St. John's next week. At Marion on September 22nd. Coldwater on October 13th. Minster on October 20th. Next week, the Fort Laramie Redskins are home here against Covington. Then a game we'll cover in 2 weeks at Columbus Academy. That's our brief look at the first half of this game. We'll have a running clock to start the third quarter. Versailles 35, Fort Laramie nothing at the break on scoresbroadcast.com.
We are the Amazing Glass Connection. Over the years, American Architectural Glass has finished hundreds of major glass installation projects, including the FC Cincinnati Soccer Complex and the B-Deck Suites at Ohio State's football stadium, and most recently at Nationwide Arena in Columbus.
Here at the Columbus Blue Jackets, as you can see, there's major glass installation that was completed in a couple of different phases by American Architectural Glass. They're over in Fort Loramie, Ohio. Many new large attractive mirrors exist in this training facility, and they were expertly installed, too.
This Blue Jackets coach highlighted the beautiful new aluminum doors and frames in the offices.
And they are also very functional and appealing, and our coaches are very pleased with how great this AAG project turned out.
The entryway to the Blue Jackets arena was enhanced with eye-catching appeal.
This custom-sized all-glass entrance from the Blue Jackets locker room to the ice arena is just awesome. Not sure this beautiful environment results in a few extra goals each night, but it sure puts some pep in the step of our players.
From storefront windows to entry doors, from wall panels to translucent panels, and from custom mirrors to custom insulated glass, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie does it all, often with Made in America products.
It's no wonder AAG is the industry's clear choice.
AAGinc.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
Welcome back to Fort Loramie. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, 35-0 Versailles over Fort Loramie here at the half. Fort Loramie Redskins welcomed Chris Summers to the coaching staff this year. His wife, Sarah, is they're the parents of a daughter and twin boys. Chris and Sarah have been married 16 years. Chris, Adolphus Jefferson graduate, a graduate of Bluffton College, or University, I should say, and head coach at Adolphus Jefferson for 3 years, Spencerville for 6. Met coach Spencer Wells of Fort Loramie when they were both coaching on an assistant basis at Allen East. Had the good fortune of talking with Coach Summers earlier this week.
Now, you graduated from Adolphus Jefferson in 2000. You played high school football for Jefferson. Where'd you play out on the gridiron?
So we ran the wing tee under Jim Morris, a great football coach there. And I was fullback, and then I also played inside linebacker. And, you know, really enjoyed that for many years there. And Jim does a great job, and he's, you know, one of the best coaches I've ever been around. So he made the experience just fantastic. Fantastic.
And then on to Bluffton, mm-hmm. Where you earned a degree and played football for coaches Carpenter and Brooks, two outstanding mentors.
They were, and you know, that was the biggest thing too, is I wanted to go play, and you know, I actually started out at Tiffin my first year and played linebacker for Tiffin.
Okay.
And transferred out and came to Bluffton. It's just kind of a strange story, but my whole family's really from Bluffton. My parents grew up in Bluffton.
Okay.
My grandpa was good friends with Coach Carpenter, so we would see each other often, and it was just a natural fit for me. And as much as I love football there, I think what it did, I really think that was the time that really made me want to coach, because I watched those guys and
indeed,
how they taught, you know, the players. And I love football, but it was more than just about football there. It was about, you know, faith is big for me. So it's faith and of course, getting a degree. degree, and you could do other things there than just play football.
But you enjoyed being a coach on the field, had aspirations to coach later on as a result. What position did you play at Bluffton? Can you recall big games, big victories along the way at Bluffton?
Yeah, I played Mike linebacker there. We ran a 4-3 as well, so I played Mike linebacker. I've always played on the inside, and you know, I really enjoyed it. It was a good natural fit for me, and I would say really my first year, which was a sophomore for me, since I played my freshman year at Tiffin, but Defiance came in week 10, and that's always a huge rival there, and Defiance was very good. They were ranked, and you know, we had started out slow, but by the end of the year, we were playing fantastic, you know, and they came in. I believe we won 21-6, and that was a really big victory. It's kind of one of those things where as the season went on, just more things just kind of came into place, and we were playing really well, so I always remember that game.
And the Mike linebacker in that game for Bluffton had a good one against Defiance.
Yeah, I did. I played as well as I could. I definitely had some good linebackers around me and a good D-line, so that helps for sure.
Hey, since your high school playing days at Delphus Jefferson a couple decades ago, how has the high school football game changed in your mind?
Oh, I tell you, you know, it's just, I think conceptually it resembles the college game so much more. You know, back when I played, and probably people my age or before, you know, it was smash mouth football, and you were running some type of wing tee or the eye or something like that, and you were pounding the ball and probably playing a six-man front or a five-man front. And anymore, what you see on Saturdays with a lot of these concepts, with whether it be air raid or just using all these H-backs and things like that, you're seeing at the high school game. So I think it's really grown, and it's really hard to defend. And defenses on the other side too have really grown and have make it more complex. So it's just a game that you know, for sure is really sped up, and it's just funny how that happens over time.
Your first high school coaching stint was at Allen East, where you met Fort Loramie's current head coach, Spencer Wells, right?
Yeah. It sure was, and you know, we kind of hit it off right from day one, you know, and you know, the thing about Spence, and it never changes, you could just see it real quick. He's hungry for the game. He's hungry for football, for knowledge. He's just so genuine in his approach. You know, he's honest to a T. And, you know, but I think he and I both just had the same goals. You know, when we sign up for something, we want to be the very best at it. But at the same point, you know, you can tell with Spence, he wants his players to have a great experience from it and have success for them. And I think that's such a great quality to have as a coach. And, you know, that relationship has just continued on. It's really been a blessing for me because, you know, I've coached with some great coaches, man. I've had some great mentors along the way, and I've coached with great assistant coaches. And, you know, this opportunity to come here, Spence and I have always remained so close. We talk, you know, when I was a head coach, we talk every day almost, you know, but being able to see him in action, just up front with him here, and just how he goes about his business and what he does. He's a real professional, and boy, he's making me a better coach, that's for sure.
You were the head man at Delphus Jefferson for three, Spencerville for six. Memorable moments during those 9 years. Highlight a big game or two and some fine players along the way.
Yeah, you know, I think the coolest thing there was, you know, the first 3 years there at Delphus Jefferson, we were able to win a league title each year and go to the playoffs each year. And it wasn't, you know, in all those games, we had some really big ones, and it was just neat to see. We had such great coaching staff there. My assistant coaches were so good, and of course, if you're going to have success, it starts with your players. And it just, you know, every big game we had, and we had plenty of them, our players played so well, and they played together, and you know, so just, I think the first one's always the best one. That first league title that we got was really special, you know, because we really didn't have we had graduated, and I was an assistant there the year before, and we had graduated a big group and a really good group, so maybe the expectations weren't quite there, and we just kept getting better and better and better. So that was neat. And then at Spencerville, we were able to do the same thing, you know, and again, have some success there and win some league titles. And that, you know, the biggest thing with the success is you got great assistant coaches around you and you got great committed players. You have a chance to do something good. And I've always been blessed in my life to have that.
And from Spencerville to Spencer Wells,
yeah,
here at Fort Loramie, where you head up the defensive line.
Yeah, yeah. I've always, when I was at Jefferson, you know, it's funny because obviously I never played defensive line, but something I took too quick as an assistant, I started becoming more involved in defensive line. It just naturally was something I enjoyed. So, you know, it's a position that, you know, it sets the stage for your defense. You got to be physical up front. And for some reason, one way or another, it was just natural for me. So it's been a real honor to do it here for him as well.
Hey, against Minster last Friday night, and I mentioned this to Spencer, too. Boy, with the exception of several third and fourth down plays, mm-hmm, the defense as a whole played pretty good football.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we walk away from that game, and we certainly see some bright spots for sure. And the thing that impressed me the most was our guys kept playing hard. Mm-hmm. There's no quit in them. But, you know, and some things that we can clean up. And I know this, and I think our defensive staff would say this, that it's a group that's only going to get better. We see that. But, yeah, you know, we need to clean up the third downs. I think we were 5 for 7. Of course, the fourth downs, 3 for 4. And it's hard to have success that way. So if we can fix some of those things, you know, we have a chance to be better. And, you know, for sure, hey, credit to Minster, too. You know, they're a great team, and they have a really special quarterback there, too, and he made plays when he needed to.
Words of Chris Summers, new coach for Fort Loramie. He handles the defensive line. Chris and his wife, Sarah, have been married 16 years. They have a daughter, 2 twin boys, and a dog.
I like the dog.
Thanks so much to Chris Summers. Our halftime interview. After 2 quarters, Versailles 35, Fort Loramie nothing. Third quarter kickoff upcoming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a 4-decade, 2-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a 1 square mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in 6 states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in 6 states.
Back here at Fort Loramie, I'm Jack along with Chuck. We're set to commence the second half of play. Versailles kicking off to Fort Loramie. 35-0 our score, and that means the continuous clock is in force. Fort Loramie's got to get points to get this deficit down under 30 to require the clock to stop then at normal situations. But given this condition, the clock will only stop what, Chuck, on timeouts, penalties?
Scores. Doesn't stop on penalties.
Does not stop on penalties.
Does not stop on out of bounds. Does not stop on incomplete passes.
That's correct. I thought maybe it did stop on penalties, but maybe not.
I don't think it does.
Boy, if that official takes his time stepping off a 15-yarder.
You can run the clock out. The same as basketball. The clock keeps running.
Yep.
You're shooting free throws, and the clock's still running.
Yep, there you go. Kickoff by Versailles through the end zone, and that was well done by Versailles. Leland Boland or Joel Garrett was in there on the kickoff, and one of those two young men clobbered the kickoff. Garrett is healthy this week, did not play last week. He does a lot of the booting for the Tigers. Fort Loramie starts first and 10 from its own 20, and the Redskins chug it off right tackle for 5 to start the third quarter. Second down, 5 yards to go for Fort Loramie. 1 minute into the third, 35-0 Versailles. Total domination in the first half. As we mentioned during our brief discussion that Chuck and I had at Fort Loramie with a critical turnover. This one came on the first play from scrimmage for the Redskins after Versailles had scored a touchdown. Tigers punched it in quickly again and led 14-0 in just over 3 minutes, and that is a real difficult hole to climb out of. Incomplete forward pass by the Redskins on second down up the left sideline. There was a penalty on the play.
So it did stop. You were right.
Against Fort Loramie. Clock does stop on penalties. For once in my lifetime, I won an argument.
I don't. Well, I won an argument.
I know.
But I don't like that. I think just like basketball, it runs. You're down 35 points.
So the pass was incomplete. The down apparently counted.
Well, they got to start the clock. Yeah, it was an illegal forward pass.
Aha. Quarterback Maurer may have been across the line.
He was.
So it's 3rd and 5. Line of scrimmage, the 25-yard line. Redskins run it. It's Will Holland, and he powers over right guard, stays on his feet, and hammers to the 29-yard line. It's going to be 4th and 1 for Fort Loramie. Scoreboard says 4th and 5.
They were wrong on the last one, too. It was 3rd and 8, and they had 3rd and 5.
I think I'm correct on the down.
It is 4th down.
2 minutes gone here in the third, 35-0 Tigers. Fort Loramie with the ball at its own 29. Fourth down play, shotgun snap, and then a delayed handoff, and bulldozing over left tackle is Holland, and he sat on right at the 31. He eked out a yard and a half and got a first down. 1st and 10 Redskins. Ball marked for play at the Fort Loramie 31. 2 minutes, 15 seconds gone here in the third quarter. Fort Loramie to the line of scrimmage. Snap back to Maurer. Maurer looks right flat. No one home. Oh, the pocket collapses. Maurer slips away. Breaks contain. Oh, nice job by a receiver downfield for Fort Loramie, who comes back toward Maxwell Maurer. And it's Carter Eilerman who catches smack dab middle of the field between two Tigers defenders in advance of 9.
They who did a great job was the offensive line not holding on that play, because that's where you get a lot of holds when the quarterback has to come away from the play and
yep.
roll out.
That's a challenge to keep from holding in that situation. You're so right. 2nd down and 1. Holland, nice opening. Slithers through, 45. And he puts his head down and strides hard out to about the 47 or 8, leaning forward. 2 yards shy of midfield, 1st and 10 for Fort Loramie. tackle made in there on the play by Versailles defensively. Coming up to make the hit was Levi Bargie. James Schmidtmeyer assisted. First down, Fort Loramie, just short of the 50. Bauer under heat. A lot of pressure on him. Quick release. Looped ahead. Left side of the field between the numbers and hash mark. And it is in the hands of the receiver and out. Incomplete. Second down 10 for Fort Loramie. 8:10 to go, third quarter. Incompletion. Intended for Knopf. Clock continues to run as we have enforced the continuous clock. 35-0 Versailles. 7:55 to go here in the third quarter. Carter Eilerman, Spencer Knopf flanked out to the right. Here is the quarterback, Maurer, dishing on the play to Holland. Holland's got a gaping hole over left guard. He surges through it down inside the 45, spilled at the 44. He rumbled for 8 or 9.
Yeah, we're seeing a different effort right now than we saw in the first half out of the Redskins.
Third down and one. Line of scrimmage, the 43.5 of Versailles. We played 5 minutes here in the third. Quickly moving along. Tigers come up to the line with a receiver right, one left. Holland alongside the quarterback, Maurer. Ball fed to Holland. He's the workhorse here in the third quarter. He puts his head down and fires ahead right behind his center. And he chews up first down yardage inside the 40. Levi Bargie on the tackle for Versailles. Knee touchdown right at the 40. First and 10 Redskins who trail 35-0. 6:40 left to go, third quarter. Continuous clock in play. Here's Holland trying to sweep. Uh-oh, Versailles penetrates. Holland going backwards. He's stuffed. -5 at the 45.
Levi Bargie, what a great play. Nice tackle.
Yeah, Levi Bargie has been excellent tonight for Versailles all over the field defensively. We near the six-minute mark in the third. 35-0 Tigers. Fort Loramie confronts a second and 15. Receiver left, one to the near side. Fort Loramie with Barhorst flanked. Man in motion across the formation. Toss sweep to the left to Holland. Uh-oh, it's put on the ground. Back at the 48 or 9. He covers it at the last split second. Third and close to 20 to go for a first down. 5:40 left in the third. 35-0 in favor of Versailles. Good play by the Versailles Tigers defensive lineman who sat on for Donner. Here is a pass play by Fort Loramie near hash mark. It is caught, yes, down at the 31-yard line. Maurer spot on, hit a receiver real close to that first down stake, shy by maybe a yard. Play goes for a plus 17. I think that was Barhorst on the snag. It was third and 18. A plus 17 on the play. Fourth and one. 31 of Versailles. Maurer behind the line of scrimmage. Takes the snap. And then he cuts it back against the grain. Slashes through for five. Uh-oh, a backside holding call against Fort Loramie.
Had the first down, and now it's going to be fourth and 11.
Yep. Yep, Redskins had six penalties a week ago, and they were all tough ones to take. Game at bad times. 4:22, 4:21, 4:20 left. Now, I'm not sure, Chuck, that the clock did stop on that penalty. I don't think it did. I may have missed it if it did stop briefly, but... Receivers right and left, fourth and 11 for Fort Loramie. 41-yard line of Versailles. Timeout taken. 4 minutes to go in the third. 35-0 Tigers on scores. Broadcast.com.
Mark, here at the outset of the interview, I think it's only appropriate to talk about your dad, Lou, Coldwater's head coach from 59 to 93 in baseball. His high school teams, his Legion teams, won probably 1,300, 1,400.
Struggling with lower back pain, recovering from an injury, Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
On fourth down and 11 for Fort Laramie from the Versailles 41, quarterback Maxwell Maurer for the Redskins scrambled behind the line of scrimmage, eluded a sack, got away from pressure, ran toward the line of scrimmage, and just before reaching it, looped a pass down the middle of the field. It was pretty well covered by the Tigers. Incomplete at about the 20-yard line, and Versailles takes over. 3:42 and counting left to go third quarter. 35-0 Tigers. Continuous clock is in play.
They still have their starters out there.
Real difficult for me to tell, Chuck. Numbers hard to come by. We'll say it's Mike Osborne at quarterback. Gives on the play to Henry. Henry puts his head down, keeps pounding, stretches out to the 46-yard line. He reeled off five. It's going to be second down and five for Versailles. 3 minutes left in the third.
I think it's Samuel DeLand at the quarterback now, number six.
DeLand, a 5'4" sophomore, 120-pounder. Does that QB look 5'4"?
No.
Receivers left and right for the Tigers. Man in motion across the formation. Quarterback keeps, wriggles to the line of scrimmage, and the squeeze is put on him by Fort Laramie at the 41. So it's third and five here for the Tigers with 2:20 left to go in the third. And Versailles on top by a score of 35-0. Grudich in there on the last hit for Fort Laramie as we near the 2-minute mark late in the third. Briskly played third quarter thanks to the continuous clock. Not sure if that's the starting signal caller for Versailles on the field at the moment or not. Nope, it's number five. Chuck, you may very well be right. That's a new quarterback in there for the Tigers, and that is Ben Subler, a junior, 5'11", 155-pounder. Subler, fairly popular name over the years in Versailles sports history. Threw a short pass in the right flat. It was incomplete, not caught, setting up a fourth and four with a minute 20 to go in the third, and Versailles leading 35-0. Here is a dynamite punt.
Wow.
The ball was booted from back at the 35. That's where the punter for the Tigers let it fly, and it lit down around the goal line. Minute 15 to go here in the third. Leland Boland really put the leg into that one. What wind there is somewhat of a crosswind here tonight at Fort Laramie, pretty much out of the west-northwest. Maybe a little behind Versailles here in the third quarter, which is going from north to south. So Fort Laramie takes over the football, first and 10 from its own 20. Continuous clock in play. Redskins to the line of scrimmage. Down 35 zip. I think that's Maxwell Maurer still in. Here's that little fire drill screen to the flanker in the right flat. He catches back at the 17, and a lot of green real estate in the right flat near sideline, 25-30, up over the 30-yard line to the 33. Play good for 13. Not sure if that was Carter Eilerman. Think it was. 13-plus on the play for Fort Loramie. New line of scrimmage of the 33. Final 40 seconds of the third. It's been a ho-hummer since early on in the second quarter. Versailles bolting to a 35-0 bulge at halftime. Redskins run it in first and 10 from their own 33 and generate no gain. Holland is tied up and decked. That may very well be the last play of the third quarter. Versailles in the lead, 35-0. As the clock winds down, that'll do it. We'll return with the fourth quarter in a minute. Tigers up 35-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Yep, here we go. The official windmills the arm. Clock is underway. In fact, 13 seconds of runoff before Fort Loramie starts a second and 9 from its own 33. Will Holland again gets the nod. He bucks outside left tackle, wrestled down, 3rd and 9 upcoming. Chuck, some scores of other games.
Well, I've got Anna tied at halftime, 14-14. Troy leads 42-0 at the half. Marion leads 48-0 at the half. And Sydney up 28-7 at the half.
Anna, by the way, and Brookville in a 14-14 deadlock. Good game.
We used to cover that game. It was always a fun game.
Here is the quarterback, Maxwell Maurer, way back behind the line of scrimmage. He had three receivers running fly patterns. Tigers defenders step for step with him. Maurer ran out of time, and he has dealt a quarterback sack way back at about the 21-yard line. Fort Loramie faces a fourth and better than 20 with 10:40 to go in the game. 35-0 Tigers. Versailles scored all of these points in the first two quarters, and it was 14-0. And Fort Loramie had run one play from scrimmage, and that was a fumble.
Yep. Yeah, it was 21-0 at the end of the first quarter.
Boy. Mighty deep hole
nice
to dig from. Excellent punt by Knopf of Fort Loramie. It's a beaut. Backpedaling Tigers catch it at the 32. First and 10, Versailles right there. Next week, we travel to Xenia, get a look at that refurbished stadium. It's a nice one. Sydney Yellow Jackets winning big tonight. Play at Xenia next Friday evening. Press box, an enlarged one, is now positioned on the west side facing east. And I am told the new stadium at Xenia seats maybe within 1,000, 1,500 of Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. How about that?
Yeah, well, I watched them play Beaver Creek on the opening Thursday night for a while. It was kind of a runaway, but, yeah, Xenia's got a pretty good football team.
Here is a run play by Versailles. Ball carrier snowed under at the 27. And there is a marker. And, Chuck, I'm confused. Face mask penalty. Clock's not stopping.
No, they only stop it when they feel like it. I didn't think it stopped.
Early on in this half, it did stop on penalty. Now, the last two penalties, it has not stopped. And I think you are correct.
It's hard for the officials in this situation because they're so used to the same mechanics.
Right.
An incomplete pass, they wave stop the clock.
It's virtually.
It's virtually,
clock operator here.
It's up to him.
Yes.
he needs to know what he's doing.
He needs to be alert to the fact that it is a running clock, and despite mechanics from the official, don't stop it on penalties. First and 10 Versailles, major walk-off against Fort Loramie. New line of scrimmage, the 46 in Tiger Country, 8:56 to go. Versailles runs it, big hole, right tackle. Ball carrier angles through, stays on his feet, and lurches all the way down to about the 40 inside it, 39 of Fort Loramie. The quarterback is Subler, in off the bench for the Versailles Tigers. He's engineering the offense at the moment. 3.5 minutes gone, fourth quarter. Versailles has the ball at the 39 of Fort Loramie. 35-0, Tigers lead. Subler in the shotgun spread. He's in relief of Mike Osborne, the outstanding starting QB. Delayed handoff, offensive backfield. Versailles runs it, left guard. Short advance on the play by Aaron Bolin, B-O-W-L-I-N, a senior, 5'8", 140-pounder. He picked up a few, call it a gain of 3.5, second down, and a little less than 7 to go for a first down for the Tigers. Line of scrimmage marked for play at the Fort Loramie 36.5. 7:38 and counting to go in the fourth. Man in motion to the right. Snap back to Subler. Handoff on the play. Ball carrier Bolin. Oh, he sprints over right tackle. Daylight stays on his feet. Charges down to the 30. Inside it to the 28-yard line. First down.
Boy, he runs pretty hard, doesn't he?
Yep. Versailles Tigers have got depth. And that was what impressed me most about the conversation with head coach Ryan Jones a few days ago. This is a club that had to rebuild somewhat a year ago after the state championship team 2 years ago, but I'd say now Versailles is in position to make a nice run over a couple, 3 seasons.
I think they're built.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Penalty marker down. Clock does not stop. Look like a pre-snap foul. Yep. 6:36, 6:35 to go in the fourth. 35-0 Versailles Tigers. Flamen Catholic plays Southeastern tomorrow night, a game we're covering here on scoresbroadcast.com. It is an experienced layman team with talent, a roster of 30, best club in several seasons.
They put 77 on the board last week.
Yep.
Against Lima Perry, who must not be as good as they've been in the past, but Lima Perry's been a pretty good football team the last few years.
McFarland at 6'5", a fine 4-year performer at quarterback. He runs the show. Bill Zimmerman back as the offensive coordinator and quarterback coach. Here's a counter back to the left. Versailles runs it. A good 6-7 yard pickup on 1st and 15. Actually, the quarterback Subler held on. Good run by him. 5:40 left in the game. Versailles up 35-0. Gaston and Thomas Hoing in there on the tackle for Fort Loramie. Southeastern won its opener 28-20 over Northwestern, as Chuck noted. Layman pasted Lima Perry. Kickoff at 7 tomorrow from Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. Dwayne Rowley, head coach of Layman. He was one of Dick Roll's first hires. Coach Rowley has been on the defensive side of the ball as coordinator for several seasons, elevated to head coach this year.
I need to get there about 5 o'clock tomorrow so I can get up to the press box by 6:30.
And I'd say about 5:05 anyway.
That climbing of those stairs is going to get tougher and tougher.
Bolin, the ball carrier for Versailles, cracked an outside left tackle, picked up a yard or two. Third down, close to eight to go for a first down for Versailles. 4:43 and counting to go in this game. And it's 35-0 in favor of Versailles. Fort Loramie's used one timeout here in the second half. Versailles, none. I doubt that either team calls one the rest of the way. Versailles, Subler in at QB. He's in the spread. He calls his own number. Puts his head down.
Wow.
Shrugs off one tackler, then another, and he forces his way for a gain very close to the first down marker. He's a couple feet short. Fourth down upcoming for Versailles. 4 minutes to go in this game. Fourth and
Steve
inches.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors. Your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service.
Sorry about that. A technical issue. We bumped something.
I bumped the mouse, and it played a commercial.
Clock running, 3:42, 3:41 left to go here in the fourth. Tigers to the line of scrimmage. Really not caring whether they get a first down here or not. Up 35, zip. Snap back to Subler in the spread. Meets resistance a yard or two behind the line. He's decked. He didn't make it. And Fort Loramie takes over. Line of scrimmage right around the 20. Redskins possession. And on the change of possession, the clock does stop. 3:25 to go here in the fourth quarter. So many thanks to our Fort Loramie sponsors, the Big Three, with us each and every game all year long here on scoresbroadcast.com. They include Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. We'd also like to say hello to Cutaway Styling Salon as the Redskins retreat to throw, a scramble on the play, and Holland eventually got the handoff. He's knocked down after a pickup of one. As we near the three-minute mark here in the fourth. You know, we've been doing business for 40 years, creating beautiful hair with beautiful care at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, right across from Brookins. We will style your hair and make it shine right here at Cutaway. Deb Gubo is the owner and stylist. Additional stylists, Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. It's our experience, your style. We will help you create that style. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. It's Holland with a nice third down burst, and he barrels out over the 40-yard line, spun down at the 43, first and 10 for the Redskins from their own 43. Kaiser in there on the tackle for the Versailles Tigers. Redskins run it, little counter back to the right. I think it's Holland again, and he skitters to the outside, tripped up after picking up 9 at the Versailles 48. So you won't believe the savings at your Pro Hardware store at 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Always price cuts on DeWalt power tools. And don't forget, solid wood raised panel cabinets with the purchase. You get free granite countertops. And you'll save on beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets, too, at your Pro Hardware store, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Tell Darren Yanks you heard about Jackson Center Pro Hardware on scoresbroadcast.com. Your one-stop shop for home improvement in Jackson Center is Jackson Center Pro Hardware. We make buying hardware easy. Redskins get a first down on another nifty run by Will Holland as he scurried down to the 43. And on the first and 10 play from there, he was chased to the outside. Good penetration by the Tigers, who dump him for a loss back to the 46. Continuous clock, down under 50 to go here in the fourth. Fort Loramie to the line of scrimmage. And I'm not sure if that's Hart at quarterback or is that Is that Gabe Hart calling signals here in the last few minutes? I believe it is.
Honestly, I can't see anymore between my glasses and my eyes.
Yeah, Maxwell Maurer is number, what is he, number two?
He's three, I think. And
Hart is a...
Hart's four.
He's a single digit as well.
I think it's still Maurer. I think it's still three.
Redskins run it over right guard. It is Holland. Splash down at about the 39. We're under 15 seconds to go in the game, and that's going to do it for Sales Tigers. Mercy Rule running clock, second half. Dumping Fort Loramie here tonight easily. Final tally, 35-0. We'll return in a few minutes to wrap this up on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Vinster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Vinster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Vinster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? I bet you do. You see, Infinite Details in Anna can refresh and revitalize your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Infinite Details will shampoo and fluff your interior carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking shine. We'll even brighten your headlights and make that weathered exterior plastic sparkle once again. Infinite Details in Anna renews and restores your car's appearance inside and out. Infinite Details at 14555 State Route 119 East in Anna to the rear west side of Truck Stop 99. Any vehicle, your car, truck, or classic car is welcome at Infinite Details, the number one auto detailing service around. Phone 937-638-6520. That's 638-6520. Some work can be done while you wait. Mention Scores Broadcast and receive 10% off your next $100 detailing job at Infinite Details in Anna. Your car drives good when it looks good. From east to west, Infinite Details is the very best.
35-0 tonight for Sales Wallops Fort Loramie. And the Tigers made it look easy. It was a breather. 14 points on the board by Versailles, and Fort Loramie had run just one play from scrimmage, and that was a fumble. And, boy, that was a huge turning point. Versailles Tigers ran the ball inside, outside with ease in the first half. Running clock, final two quarters, and the game finished up quickly. A very brisk
Second half, Chuck, for Sales, extremely impressive as they imposed their will on Fort Loramie this evening.
Well, they came out. They played their second team the entire second half.
Yep.
And held Loramie scoreless and actually drove the ball down the field to look like they were going to get a touchdown. They are a very deep football team.
Again, tomorrow night, Layman Catholic hosts Southeastern. Chuck and Bryant Billing on the call. Kickoff at 7, airtime 6:25. We'll close this broadcast out in a few minutes. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Fort Loramie. 35-0 Tigers whip the Redskins.
Looking for work? Let Spherion work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, you can choose from many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who can earn $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion has 20 offices statewide, including Belle Fountain, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. In Sydney, Spherion is at 213 North Ohio. Go to applyohio.com and register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, an amazing career starts here.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Vaughn Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Vaughn agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Vaughn Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Vaughn agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Vaughn can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Vaughn Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at allenvaughninsurance.com. That's A-L-L-E-N-V-A-U-G-H. Let Allen Vaughn go to work for you.
Probably more challenging to pick out a star of the game for Fort Loramie tonight than Versailles, although for Versailles it could be any one of who knows how many guys.
They got a plethora of people I can choose.
We got a hunt and peck a little bit for a star player for Fort Loramie because the Redskins simply didn't do much right all night long. Will Holland, a workhorse in the second half while the continuous clock was running. Carter Eilerman, was integrated into the offense. Spencer Knopf caught a few balls as well. But Chuck, you take a shot at a star of the game for Fort Loramie and then come up with maybe a couple or three for Versailles.
I could come up with at least three. I'm going to go with Carter Eilerman, okay. Not because of the offense, but I thought he did a nice job defensively, had a deflected pass, had a sack, did a pretty nice job. So he's going to be for Versailles.
Okay.
And for Fort Loramie, for Versailles, I'm going to go with A.J. Griesdorm. Boy, he had a heck of a game. And if I could see, I'd be able to tell you who the other ones were. Jace
Watrin.
Where'd he go? Jace Bergman.
Oh.
Right? No.
Watrin.
Jace Watrin. Yep.
Yes.
Yep. And so those are going to be my two stars of the game.
Yeah, Watrin excelled. Fine game for him. Clancy's sponsors our stars of the game. And so thankful to have Clancy's on, about 16 years running now. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic. fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877 KNOXCNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
I'm so pleased to be joined by Knox Machinery. Thank you so much, all the fine folks, staff and associates at Knox. Here in our post game on scoresbroadcast.com, a few final scores, or maybe fourth quarter scores. Chuck, Sydney walloping Stebbins. Pickwell losing to Vandalia Butler.
Yep.
Late, any update from Joe on Anna Brookville?
I have not, and I haven't got anything from Sydney. I'll ask him for some updates and see what we can come up with.
To update you on our game tomorrow night, again, it's Lehman Catholic at home against Southeastern at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 3rd Field. Chuck and Bryant Billing on the call, kickoff at 7, pregame at 6:25. And then as we move into the month of September, on Friday night, September 1st, Xenia on the road, or I should say Sydney on the road at Xenia. That's a big game. Xenia perhaps not as good as a year ago, but still strong. Routed Beaver Creek did Xenia in its opener. We'll get a look at the refurbished stadium facility at Xenia with the press box on the west side facing east and in excess of 3,000 to 3,500 stands on both sides.
Well, I was there in 1964 when Pickwell played Xenia. Same field, but obviously it's not going to look the same. It was the rainiest night. There was only two games played in the whole area that night, and Pickwell lost 8-6 to Xenia, which cost them the MVL championship. Oh. I was just a kid, and it broke my heart.
I may have misspoke a moment ago. I said 3,000 to 3,500 stands.
Oh, but that's their basketball.
Seats in the stands.
Yeah.
In excess of 6,000 at the new Xenia facility. And Sydney, bouncing back with a resounding triumph over Stebbins tonight, will play at Xenia next Friday evening. Now, don't forget, Lehman's got a Thursday night game on September 7th. Lehman Catholic hosts Milton Union. It should be a very good game in that Three Rivers Conference. That's a crucial early season encounter. A kickoff at 7 on the air at 6:25 on Thursday night, September 7th. And then the very next night, Fort Loramie plays at Columbus Academy. That's a Friday night, September 8th. That's a look at our upcoming schedule. And things are starting to fall in place rather quickly. And down the road, Chuck, we see a pretty good matchup late between Pickwell and Sydney at Sydney. As the Yellow Jackets try to get a win late in the campaign.
Right. I think Sydney's becoming, it looks like they're maybe a better team than Pickwell right now.
Right. Pickwell might be vulnerable, although a lot of football to be played out between now and then. And
Wow, week 10, toss-up, juggling act, looking way down the road for Sales Minster, 10th week of the year. Looks like a pretty
that's
good...
That's where I'm going to be.
that's on a Friday. Yeah. Keep in mind, the Fort Laramie Lima Central Catholic game is the last Saturday of the regular season at 4 p.m. So we conceivably could have two games at week 10 of our scores broadcast schedule. A Friday night game might be a MAC game of importance. Maybe Sydney at Troy. We'll wait and see. And then Saturday afternoon, third weekend in October, Fort Laramie at LCC, 4 o'clock from Lima Stadium. But we've got a game tomorrow night, easy for me to say, a game tomorrow night, Layman Catholic at home, 6:25 airtime. Layman against Southeastern could be a very good ball game with a lot of points. With a lot of points. That's what I'm anticipating.
Yeah, it should be a good game. I'm looking forward to it.
Thanks so much, Chuck. Thanks to our online audience. Don't know if they were with us much beyond the first half.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure I was with you much beyond the first half.
Running clock, third and fourth quarters. Versailles put on a display. Awesome performance by the Versailles Tigers, who thumped Fort Laramie here tonight. For Jack, the online, for Chuck, I should say, and for our online audience, Jack Kramer saying good night from Fort Laramie as the Versailles Tigers rout the Fort Laramie Redskins 35-0.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Laramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.